Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great opportunity that you have given us, that we can come to Thee and can claim the promises that you have given us, knowing that without you we can do nothing. So we need you, Lord. We need you to straighten us. We need you for all our sickness, our infirmities, whatever it is, Lord. We commit in your hands. And we thank you for today's meeting, Lord. And knowing that there is nothing by chance. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Lord, I pray if there is any need in the body, Lord, you are here to meet that need. And you have promised with us that whatsoever you will ask in my name, it shall be given unto you. Lord, when we are going to open your word, we know that with our natural ability we can turn the pages of the book. We cannot understand it. But you promise with us that when the Holy Ghost will come, He will lead you, will guide you to all the truths, even will bring the things into our remembrance. That's what we need, Lord. Unite your word. May your word come forth in power and strength and in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, because you know the need, Lord. And we are totally dependent on you. Take the preeminence among us and give your word to us. Help us, Lord, and bless us together. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. So greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm very happy to be here among you. I was, when planned to come to U.S., so then I thought it is good to come this side. So it worked out. And I praise God for that, and thank you for welcoming spirit and the hospitality and your prayers. And I believe that the Lord will bless us. Amen? Amen. So let's read from the scripture. Joshua 1. Chapter 1 to 9. The book of Joshua, chapter 1, 1 to 9. So the church there, they sent their greetings. And my family, and I am grateful and thank you to all of you for helping us in the building project. The work is almost done. And I believe that this year will be completed. And that's why I would like Brother Doug to come, and then we can have some meetings here in the new building. So I really appreciate for your generous support in the church building. Joshua 1:1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen. May the Lord add his blessing upon the reading of his word. Please be seated. Tonight I would like to speak how God is with us. Because here we see in our reading, God said to Joshua that I will be with you as I was with Moses. And Brother Branham preached sermon on it, as I was with Moses. Amen. And he is also talking about his commission. He has written in his Bible, in this book of Joshua, chapter 1. Amen? Because God said, I will be with you, to Brother Branham. And we know that God is with us, because he has promised with us that I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you even to the end of the world. Amen? But we wanted to know, according to the message, the Bible, how God is with us. Amen? And now we find out that Moses' ministry is accomplished, and whatever God wanted to do through him, God did, in spite of all the ups and downs and failures in Moses' life. God was with him. So now God choose Joshua after Moses. Amen. And God called Joshua to go as a leader, as a commander. Amen. And lead the people to the promised land. Even God said, you are going to divide the inheritance to the people. It was a great responsibility. And Joshua knows that he has the commission from God. Amen. So Joshua, we know that, is and Caleb, only two left from that old generation. And they were faithful, believing the message of the hour, obeying the prophet, amen, and standing with him, taking their stand with the prophet. Now Joshua, the new commander, is going to lead the army, the Israelite people, and going to step into the place where a great man like Moses stood. And as he finds Joshua to take this commission, and Joshua knowing that there is a great responsibilities. Amen. And by discernment, by the help of the Holy Ghost, not by his own decision, not by his own will, he is going to divide the land to the people. He need discernment. He need to be depend on God, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So he knows the commission was tremendous, far more than what Moses had done. Joshua had more to do than Moses had to do. Amen. So Joshua, by spiritual discernment, placed each one where he belonged, divided the land just exactly. Amen. So I want to read one Brother Branham's quote, then we will move further. Brother Branham said, we need Joshua, the Holy Ghost, because he is the one who knows our position in the scripture, in the body of Christ. Brother Branham said, a very beautiful type today of what we need a Joshua for today. The trouble today when we are come into our promised land. God wants to raise sheep like Ephraim. One wants to raise something like the other. Every man wants to be the same. Let God give one man a gift of healing. Every man wants a gift of healing. Ephraim and God and all of them wants to mix. All of them come with one. But we are divided in our position. All don't have the gift of wisdom. All don't prophesy. All don't speak with tongue. All are not prophets. But God has set in the church some that prophesy, some that speak with tongues. We want to make them all speaking in tongues. See how the confusion is? Then you cannot get nowhere. Well, the Philistines would take them over in a little bit. Sure. But when each man by a leader, amen, separated them by spiritual discernment and placed them into the body, there they remained and become the cream of the earth. Amen. So that's what Joshua is doing. Dividing. We all are gifted people. And God has placed different gifts in the body. And our victory is when we stay in our God-given place. But when we try to impersonate others, imitate, then we cannot succeed. We are failure then. Then the enemy comes and took over. So we must be very careful. God gave us a Joshua. Brother Branham said, God gave us back a Joshua that will hold the commission with the word. Yes. Amen. Amen. That is the way God told him, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, for thou shalt meditate therein day and night. So how Joshua was going to do everything? With the word of God. Amen. The word was already given by Moses. And Joshua is not bringing something new. Now Joshua was commanded and told by God to meditate day and night. Read the word which is given by the prophet. Read it, meditate it every day, day and night. And then you will know how to do, what to do. With the help of the word. Amen. And the Bible says, and Brother Branham taught us that all the Old Testament, all the types, everything is in types and shadows. The things to come. Amen. Even Joshua is the great Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. So we now, also, people who are looking for our promised land. And prophet said, our promised land is the Holy Ghost. We must enter into our promise. And that promise is a covenant. Amen. When we go in the promised land, I mean, we receive the Holy Ghost, then we know what's God's plan is for our lives. We do not know the purpose in our lives until we receive the Holy Ghost. Because Holy Ghost comes and directs us, lead us into the truth, the word of God for the age. Amen. So our promised land is the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible says, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children, to them that's far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. So we must be led by the Holy Ghost. All the sons and daughters of God are led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when we led by the Holy Ghost, then we discover the plan of God in our lives. When we discover and know the plan and purpose of our God in our lives, then we are satisfied. We are not satisfied, cannot be, until we know what is the purpose of our life. Why God has brought us in this church. Why God has called us in the body. And we know that there is a purpose for you to bring you in this church. And when we know the purpose, amen, when we know the plan of God, then we are at rest. We are satisfied. We are not wandering around. Because we know why God has called us. Why he has revealed the word to me. Amen. Hallelujah. So now, God said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. So now we are going to find in the Bible, the scriptures, how God was with Moses. It is very important to know. Because God said, as I was with Moses, as I was, so shall I will be with you. Amen. So as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Jesus Christ said, I will be with you. Amen. As I was with Moses, I will be with Brother Doug. I will be with Brother Ellie. Amen. Brother Andrew, Brother Ocean. I will be with you as I was with Moses. And it is amazing what he said to Joshua. So we need to understand it because it will change our lives. When we know that how God was with him, to understand God's plan and purpose in our lives, amen, we need to know. And you will have such a satisfaction, as I said, life, because you are doing what God has designed to do. And when we know that we are doing what God wants us to do, then we are happy. Then we are prosperous. Amen. Then we have confidence. Then we have faith. Amen. Because no greater satisfaction until you know that you are fulfilling his purpose. Amen. So how God was with Moses? So let's see how God was with Jesus. Amen. The Bible says, Jesus Christ, our Lord, used, amen, his word to sow faith in the hearts of the people. Amen. How Jesus healed the sick? He used his word. How, amen, he cleansed the lepers? He used his word. He used his word to win great temptation. But Branham said he did not use any of his gift as God. Amen. But he used the word to teach us that any man, there is not any special gift needed to defeat Satan. We need the word of God only. And when we have the word of God, we can defeat Satan. So how he defeat Satan? By using his word. He used his word to cast out devils. He used his words to open blind eyes. He used his words to heal withered hand. He used his words to raise Lazarus from the grave. Amen. One day Jesus was hungry and no fig on the tree. He used his word to curse that tree and that tree died. So everywhere we see Jesus used his word. Amen. And he applied the word. He spoke the word. Amen. And in, amen. And he spoke the word and that tree, that fig tree died. And then Jesus said to us, to all, to the disciple, to us, the believers, his church, Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, those things which he speaks, anyone who will believe that what I speak will happen. Because Jesus spoke the word. And it comes into manifestation. Amen. So he said that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So whatsoever he said, whatsoever he will speak, any believer, he will have that. Amen. He said, whatsoever he will say. Not he will go to fast or have a long prayer. But whatsoever he will say is going to be happen. Amen. He said, whatsoever you say. You who is praying, who wants something. And we know that Jesus' words are true. Because he said, heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away. And his word never return void unto him. When the word comes, goes out, it accomplishes its purpose. So here, he says, whatsoever you will say. Because we are looking that Jesus, wherever needed he has need, he spoke the word. And same thing he has asked us to do. Amen. So 11:23 Mark. It's like a game. As Brother Branham said, even the Bible is a great jigsaw puzzle. It's like a game, Lego. So they are pieces. But the picture comes when those pieces are put together in a systematical discourse. Amen? When you put them in a systematic order, all that mess becomes a beautiful picture. Rocket, eagle, home, whatever the picture is. Systematic order means keep saying the same thing. Because we read the instruction and then we are saying the same thing. Following the instruction. We cannot add. We have to follow the instruction. We have to follow the order. So Jesus said, I say unto you, whosoever, amen, which he speaks with the voice of authority, he will have whatsoever he says in systematic order. That is the word order. Amen. Because when we say, speak the word, amen. But even Brother Branham said, keep on saying, keep on saying, keep on saying. Keep on saying in a systematic discourse, systematic order. Amen. Like Brother Branham prayed for the sick people many times, mostly. He said, sister, you are healed. Now you go, believe. Confess your healing. Even to John Ryan, when he prayed, he was a blind man. And Brother Branham said, you are healed. After that, he was keep on saying. He was testifying to the people in the streets. Wherever he went, he was saying that I am healed. I am healed. He was saying, repeating. Amen. But he was blind. People was making fun. But he was saying the same thing. And one day, his eyes were opened. Amen. So, Brother Branham said, accept God's gift. Now that's all right. If that is the best you can do, just mentally, or just say, I believe that, I accept it, then if you accept it on those bases, keep saying it over and over. Say it out loud. what you have to say the word. Because he said, when you say to the mountain. So Branham said, even if you mentally, even if you don't believe, but you start to say, say loudly. Keep saying it over and over. Say it out loud. Say it over and over. Just keep saying, I am healed. I am healed. Say it until, say it until actually you believe it. And when you believe it, then it is going to take place. Amen. So we have to speak the word. Jesus Christ spoke the word everywhere. In any situation, any kind of situation, he applied the word. And he taught us the same thing, to speak the word. But speak the word means we have to speak exactly. Amen? We have to repeat it. Even we don't believe, when we say again, saying, we started to believe. Because saying the same thing all the time. Amen? So now we see that word of God is the solution for everything. For our salvation, for our healing, for our situation, for all the problems. And when we read Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah 1, chapter 4 to 10, I'm going to read, says, then the word of the Lord came unto me. The word came to the prophet, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. So again speaking, the word is coming to him, but he said, I am a child, I cannot speak. And Jesus said, you have to speak. So the prophet is saying, I cannot speak. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces. Same thing he said to Ezekiel. For I am with thee to deliver thee, say the Lord. So Lord is saying that I am with you, to Jeremiah. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. How God is with him? God touched his mouth. Put his word in his mouth. Jesus spoke the word. And he told us to speak the word. So now to Jeremiah, God said, touched his mouth. Amen. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down with the words, with the speaking. We can do great things. God said with the words, you will root out nations, kingdoms, and to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. Amen. So God said, I know thee. Before you came in the womb. Amen. And God said, I separated you. Because God is a jealous God. He separates us. He wants us to live for him only. That's why our life should be consecrated life. That's what God said to Brother Branham. Do not defile your body. So God knows us before we came in this world, as a spirit, as a soul. He knows us as a soul. We were in his mind, his attributes, his genes. Amen. He predestinated us, consecrated us, separated us for his purpose. Amen. So now, Jeremiah 1:7. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. How God was with Jeremiah. He put his word in his mouth and told him, whatsoever you will speak, because my word is in your mouth, then it will happen. Jeremiah 1:9, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. Amen. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. And then I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we need to root out many things and rebuild them in our lives. There are a lot of things which are unpleasing God. We need to root them out. How can we do that? With the word only. When we apply the word of God in our lives, amen, we can root out all those bad habits, all those things which are not pleasing to the Lord. We can do it with the power of our words. Amen. In our own lives, if we want to have change, we have to speak the word of God for us, for our families, for our church, for our ministry, whatever. Amen. For our healing, we have to speak the word. Because Brother Branham said, for the healing, you have to keep on saying. And when you are saying, if the symptoms are there, but when you are saying, you are not saying your own thoughts. But you are saying the promise, I'm healed. By your stripes, I'm healed. So Brother Branham said, when you repeat the word, speak the word, thinking the word in your mind, in your thoughts, then this is no more your thoughts. Then you are thinking the thoughts of God. And when you are thinking those thoughts, the promises, and applying on your condition, your situation, your sickness, your problems, so then you are not using your own thoughts. You are using the word of God. Because whenever God wants to change a person's life, the first thing he does is touch their mouth. Amen. That's what he did with Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Moses, the apostles. Amen. Tongues were given to them. Tongues of fire. Amen. Hallelujah. So it is very important to meditate on the word of God. Then remember those promises by heart, if you can. Then repeat. Speak on your situation.
for the healing, for the problems. Because this is the only way we can get rid of the sickness or the problems by applying the word of God. Even when you accept Jesus Christ, you cannot accept him without receiving and believing the word. The Bible says, when you believe his word, then you have to speak his word. Not only believing that I believe in my heart, but the word of God says, then after believing the word, you have to speak. I mean, you have to confess it. And when you confess, you say loudly. When you confess, it brings salvation. The first thing you did when you got born again, because God touched your mouth. When God touched your mouth, you start to confess. You confess your sin. You confess Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Romans 10, 8 to 10. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Even for our salvation, we need to make confession. And confession is always with the speaking of words. 10 verse. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. And when you do that, when you believe the word in your heart, and then you confess it, amen, started to tell, say, you become a new creature in Jesus Christ. Now all the old things passed away. Behold, all things became new. Amen. Because you stepped into new covenant. Amen. You believed. You confessed. Now you are in covenant with God. That covenant is a promised land. The Holy Ghost. Amen. And now we are in a new covenant with God. And that's our promised land. And when we come in the promised land, receive the Holy Ghost, so then we know the divine plan of God for our lives. Because then we know our position. Then we know what God has given us, our inheritance. Amen. Then we comes into protection. Because the Holy Ghost gives you direction. Amen. Hallelujah. And he wants to touch your mouth that you can walk in all the good things he has planned for you. Amen. And the Bible says, he satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. How he satisfied us? How he satisfied our mouth? He put his word in our mouth. Amen. So when we have the word And when we speak the word, apply the word, then, amen, whatever we need, we are going to receive it. Amen. So when God wants to change people's life, the first thing he does is touch their mouth. This is the spiritual principle. Amen. God touched a person's mouth and put his word in their mouth. And because God has put his word in person's mouth, so now that word in that person, when he speak, amen, his word changes their circumstances and bring the divine destiny to pass in their life. Amen. Because the Bible says, whenever the people got into trouble, even Israelite people, and when they cried unto God, I'm quoting Psalm 107, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. How God saved them? When they cried unto God, they were in trouble. The Bible says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So God sent his word, and that word is in you. Amen. And when God sent his word, and we believe that word, then we started to speak. We started to apply. When we apply the word, then that word comes into manifestation. Then our prayers comes into manifestation. Because our prayers are speaking. When we pray, what we are saying? We are repeating or saying the promises of God. I mean, we are saying the word. Amen. It is so simple. Just take the word and apply. Then everything is all right. Amen. That's what God told to Joshua. He said, study the word day and night. Not once a while, once a week, like we do. But day and night. Every day. Study it every day and meditate on it. Amen. If you will study it and you will meditate on it, God said, then you will prosper. Yes, sir. Amen. God said, you study these words which was given by Moses day and night, and never stop those words coming out of your mouth. Don't never stop saying what this word says. Because the word of God is alive and full of power. The gospel is the power of God for our salvation. Romans 1:16. That's why we need to be in the word. That's why we need to study the word. Because we need to know what God says in his word. If we don't know what he says, then what we will speak? So God told Joshua to study the word. Moses wrote down, and I want you to think about it day and night. And never stop saying that word. Do not go left or right. Just repeat the word which is given to you. Meditate it day and night. Do not go left or right. I think that's what we need to do with the message of the hour. The spoken word, books, the tapes. Amen. Just listen to them and apply on our situation. Amen. And God said, do not go left or right, And when you do that, then you will possess everything that I promise.
Amen.
When you will obey the word, meditate on the word, will not turn away left or right, then you will prosper. Then you will possess wherever the sole of your foot.
Amen.
Will go that land, that place is yours. Oh, you say, I tried fasting. I tried whole night prayer. Yeah, we tried, but we are not filled with the word. We need to apply the word. And we need to be filled with the word. Amen? Because God said, study it day and night. And say it over and over. We try one time and then tired. We give up. Then we never see the word coming to pass. Problem is never with God. It is never with his word. The problem is with us. We have to believe. We have to confess or apply. Then we have to keep on saying, keep on saying, keep on saying until that comes into manifestation. Amen. Because this is between life and death. If we give up, then nothing will happen. Because devil comes to steal and kill and to destroy. But the word of God will defeat the devil any place, anywhere, anytime, on any condition. And God is showing, amen, how we can overcome him every time. How Joshua did, how other prophets did, by speaking the word, by applying the word of God. This is how you overcome him every time. By the blood of the Lamb and the words of your testimony. When we testify, when we speak, amen, Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Amen. So we see that if we do not have the word, then we don't have God with us. Because word and God is the same. In the beginning was the word. Jesus Christ is the word. Amen. So how was God with Moses? Exodus 4:12. Now this is God speaking with Moses face to face, directly. Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Amen. So God told Moses, I will be with thy mouth. Amen. He put his word in our mouth. Amen. And God said, I will teach you what you should say. So how was God with Moses? He was with his mouth. He was with his mouth. Moses, same with Jeremiah. God said to Jeremiah, I put my words in your mouth. When we have the word, it proves that God is with us. And we know that God has left dominations because they do not have the word. Amen. And we know that we have the word of God for this age. Moses said, I cannot speak, Lord. God did not say it is okay. But God was angry. But God was angry with Moses. God said, I will be with you. I will be with your mouth. I will teach you the things you should say. And God said, get Aaron. I am going to put my word in your mouth and you just tell it to your brother. I put words in your mouth and you put those words in Aaron's mouth. That is what is the ministry. That's what minister trying to do behind the pulpit. God give him word. God inspired the minister. Amen. And by the whole direction of the Holy Ghost, the word he received, he put that word in the mouth of the church. That's what God said. I will put my words in your mouth. And you put those words in Aaron's mouth. It's written in the Bible. I will be with his mouth too. Both of your mouths. Aaron did not get directly from God, but he got from his brother. So this is a spiritual, this is a principle. Amen. But it works the same power. Anyone who apply the word, who speak the word, it will bring the same results. Amen. And we know that in our lives, there are ups and downs, trials, temptations, and lot of things are there in the world. In the world, we have troubles, temptations. But Jesus said, be a good courage. I have overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcome world is our faith. Amen. So any problem, any obstacles, any hindrance, God's faith can overcome. God's faith in us. God's word can overcome. But we have to speak. Amen. But Branham preached a sermon. Why cry? Speak. Amen. So God's word works, does not matter who speaks it. No different today. This is the spirit of faith. Today, if you listen the word, I mean, from the preacher, the minister, and that word now is in your heart. Now you have to speak with your mouth. It will bring the same result. Amen. So God's word works. Does not matter who speaks it. Amen. Because that is the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Amen. When we believe, then we speak. So I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. So same spirit, Paul says, same spirit of faith. Same spirit Moses had, Aaron had, Jeremiah, Isaiah, David, Peter, Paul, John, Branham. We have the same spirit of faith. Amen. So we need to study the word. When you study the word, when we study the word, then we know what is written. And Brother Branham said, read your Bible every day. Amen. When we read our Bible every day, so then we know what is written. And he said, pray every day. Amen. So when we read the word, then we believe the word, so then we speak the word. Amen. So then it brings the result. Amen. That's why we have to speak the word in the name of Jesus. Our prayers. And then our prayers, our words will come into manifestation. Speak means we are confessing with our mouth. Amen. And when we apply the word, then we see it will happen. Amen. So that's why speak the word on your situation. By the blood of the Lamb, overcome sickness. Everything. Amen. Hallelujah. But Branham said the bride will speak the word. She will say what already has been spoken. Amen. And that will bring greater manifestation. Because when you will apply the word, then you will walk in the manifestation what you are speaking of. So how God will be with you? How God will prove that I am with you? Revelation 10, 8, 11 says, eat the book. You must prophesy again. As the word was in Mary, so the word is in the bride now. And she knows what she wants to do with the word. Amen. So we have to believe and we have to speak it. Because God said, this is our promise. This is how God will prove that He is with us. He is with the bride. And we are the bride by the manifestation of the word. What is the third pull? Manifestation. Speak the word and things will come into existence. Amen. So this is the ministry of the bride. This is our ministry. You must prophesy again. So how the bride will prophesy? Without the word, she cannot prophesy. She need to read the word. Eat the word. Eat the book. And when you will eat the book, it will take time. You cannot eat it in one day. It will take hours and days and months. But eat the book. We have to eat the whole book. Whole revelation. We have to obey the whole word. Amen. You must prophesy again. When the word is in the bride, when she becomes one with the word, when the word is in the bride's mouth, then she is going to speak. That's what God told to Ezekiel. Amen. God wanted to send him to Israelite people, that he may speak the word to them. And God, before God sent him, God spread the scroll before him. And God told him to eat the book, eat the scroll. And fill your bowels and stomach and everything. Amen. Eat, become one with the book. Let me read Brother Branham's quote. Very interesting. Talking about Ezekiel. If you are born of the Spirit of God, you become part of the Bible. The message is thirst, 65. If you are born of the Spirit of God, you become part of the Bible. God told Ezekiel, the prophet, he said, take the scroll and eat it. Then the prophet and the scroll became part of each other. And that is the believer when he receives the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of God is the word of God. My words are spirit. Amen. So Branham said, Holy Spirit is the word of God. Holy Ghost in us. Amen. Even Branham said the Holy Ghost is the evidence is to recognize and receive the word for the age. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost comes and he put the seed in us, and God knows where he has put his seed. When the Holy Ghost comes, Holy Ghost watered that seed, energized that seed. And when the Holy Ghost comes, that seed in us comes into manifestation. The Holy Ghost quickened the seed. When the seed is quickened, because we are the seed for this age. All the seeds were in the mind of God. When Moses was in the mind of God, Abraham was there at the same time. David was there at the same time. But Branham was there at the same time. We all were there in the mind of God at the same time. But there is a season and time for everything. Amen. That's why Branham said we cannot be born in Luther says, Wesley says, because we are the seed of this age. And then the Holy Ghost came and quickened that seed. That seed is a part of the Word of God, the Bible, the eternal Word, which is the message of the hour. Then we recognize the Word of the hour. Brother Branham said, that is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Because Holy Ghost quickened the seed. And that seed, amen, is a part of the Bible, part of the Word of God. And that part in us directs us to the written Word. We cannot deny the Word. Amen. But Branham says, you become the Word as you receive the Word. And when you receive the word, then you have to tell. You have to speak. It happened with Brother Branham too, in this age. Amen. He was an unlearned man. He said, I do not know my grammar, nothing. But God put his word in his mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. So believer, when he receives the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God is the Word of God. Amen. So then that Word of God in us, when we speak that word, when we apply on our situation, our brother and sister situation, when we apply the word, amen, then it happens. Solve the problem. Brings it into manifestation, whatever we need. Amen. Why God left the people in the old ages? When people left the word, God left them. In all those previous ages. That's why there were different ages, one after another. It is written in the Church Jesus book. I have the quote here. Amen. In the dark ages, the word was almost entirely lost to the people. But God sent Luther with the word. Every messenger came. Amen. They came with the word. And word proved that God is with them. Amen. Now we have the word. And that's why we know that God is with us. Amen. So when Luther's people left the word, God left them. But one day, Brother Branham said, the Lutherans spoke for God at that time. But they organized, and again the pure word was lost for organization, tends toward dogmas and creeds, and not simple word. They could no longer speak for God. Because the word was mixed with creeds and dogmas. See how God is with us when we have the pure, unadulterated word. Amen. And then we confess that, believe that, speak that, the proof. When the Methodists failed, God raised up others, and so it has gone on through the years until in this last day, there is again another people in the land who under their messenger will be the final voice to the final age. Voice. Because the word is in the bride's mouth. She will be final voice to the final age. But Branham said, God will speak to this last generation again. Amen. Amen. And how God will speak? Through your mouth. Amen. So how God is with us? Because he put his word in our mouth. Amen. Word of God is revealed. Amen. And that word is in the bride now, as it was in the Mary. Amen. Even Brother Branham said, we are pregnanted with the original seed. Spoken word is the original seed. Amen. So Brother Branham said, so God is turning on her. He will confound her through the prophet and the bride. For the voice of God will be in her. Yes, it is. For it says in the last chapter of Revelation, verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Once more, the world will hear direct from God as at Pentecost. Amen? Amen. So God was with the prophets in the Old Testament. And Hebrew 1 says, he gave the words in parts, little by little. Amen. But at the end of this age, he gathered up everything in a Son of Man ministry. So the whole word of God, the whole word is revealed, is given to us. And that word which is given to us, we have to speak it. Our ministry, the bride's ministry, is to speak the word. Amen.
And that's how he is with us when we have his word.
And for that purpose, we need to study the word day and night. Meditate on it. Read the message. Read the message. Amen. When I came in the message in 1989, in those days there were only 10 messages available in our language. I was reading those messages again, 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 all the time. Because my pastor told me that now you have come in the message, Lord has opened your eyes, you cannot read other books like denominational books. Those books are against the word. Amen? So now, by God's grace, we have all the messages in our mobiles, cell phones, iPads. Amen? So God commanded, when God gave the commission to Joshua to read the word, to study the word day and night and meditate on it and don't go left or right. When you will do that, then you will be prosper. Then you will possess everything you need. Same apply to us. Because this is again Joshua commission, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us read the word. Let's listen to the word of God. Our problem, amen, our problem solution is not coming from anywhere. We have that in us. Even Brother Branham said, we are the rapture. Rapture is in us. The word. The word is coming to take the word. Amen. So let's apply it. Amen. Token, the Holy Ghost, the word for the age. And if we will not apply it, will not happen. Will then there is no use. Amen. So God was with Moses. He was with his mouth. Even Brother Branham. Amen. Nobody could, even sometime people challenge him. One time they had meeting, wanted to challenge him on the serpent seed, different things. Nobody could, face him. Because the word was in his mouth. Like in these days, denominational people all, they are too shallow. And nobody can talk to you because the word is in your mouth. So let's apply it. Let's use the word of God for all our situation, sickness, salvation, healing, problem, whatever. Amen. So may the Lord bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And we have read that you sent your word to save people from the destruction. You did it in the days of Noah. That word was in Noah's mouth that day. Moses, Abraham, all through the ages. Now we are here on the earth. So now the word is in the bride. And we are under prophetic promise. And that promise is, eat the book, because thou must prophesy again. Speak the word. Help us, Lord, to apply the word, to believe the word, and confess it. Because by the blood of the Lamb and by our testimony, speaking, we will overcome the enemy, the devil. We thank you for giving us the word through Brother Branham, our precious brother, and bringing all these things into our remembrance, that we may be of good courage. The word is in our mouth. The miracle is in our mouth. Whatsoever you say, you will say, will speak, it is going to happen. Help our unbelief. We thank you, Lord, for everything you are doing in our lives. Help this church, help all the believers. Bless all their efforts they are doing, Lord. Bless all the offices in the church. And thank you for giving us this wonderful time of fellowship together. I commit everything into your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. So, turn the service back to brothers.